fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 12th day of June. The preparative tip of the day is to learn how to properly sharpen tools, knives, chainsaws. It requires different techniques, different skills, and a sharp tool is a safe tool. This is Farmers Monday. We have patient waiting in Greenham because he's such a patient guy. My friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. World-class training with rifles and pistols and very high-end first aid training in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri at Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtraining.net. I say again, freedomtraining.net. The telephone will be answered Wednesday afternoon. If you would like to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, maybe get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, that telephone is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, it looks like it's going to be the details of an indictment against former President Trump will be released tomorrow. But I heard of only this morning that this prosecutor changed documents that were critical in charging President Trump with crimes. That by itself is a crime, isn't it, sir?
It's tampering with evidence. The people that are trying to get Trump have committed felony after felony. I don't know if you read the letter that Representative Jim Jordan just sent to the Attorney General of the United States, but the Assistant Director of the FBI's Washington office basically testified that there were huge disparities in procedural mistakes made when they raided Trump's home. And he said he was very concerned the FBI is going to be left holding the bag. There were so many abnormalities with the agency, okay, including the fact that the agency seems to be unconcerned with all of the classified documents in Joe Biden's garage, but they're trying to prosecute the president for having many, many fewer documents in his home. I mean, it's just all these things. Like the raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago facility should have been conducted by the Miami field office, but it wasn't. It was conducted by the Washington, D.C. office And no U.S. attorney was present to supervise the operation, which is highly abnormal on something of this significance. I mean, there's so many things just pointing to criminals at the head of the FBI, at the head of DOJ. It's just criminals doing criminal things, and it really needs to be stopped. The FBI needs to be defunded and disbanded. Their powers need to be separated amongst multiple agencies, and it needs to be a lesson for agencies like the ATF. You know, the White House claimed they had no prior knowledge of the raid on Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. Come to find out through a Freedom of Information request that not only did the White House know, okay, that they tried to initiate the raid with a procedure called a special access request. I mean, the lies and the deceptions and the crookedness that's going on in D.C. is ongoing and disgusting.
It is. It is. Well, I sat across a table at lunch from two FBI agents, and I told them, gentlemen, there's no authority to have any federal money fund the FBI to begin with. Article 1, Section 8 clearly outlines all the things that Congress can spend money on, and your agency, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, is not one of them. But, however, you can have bake sales if you like. They didn't like that.
No, I guess not. You know, and the real scary part about a federal government in the U.S. that's out of control, a lot of people don't realize this, the Department of Homeland Security has 10 times the budget and the manpower of the FBI. And they have these little factions in the Department of Homeland Security that are doing dirty illegal stuff all over the place. I don't know if you remember the whole Ray Epps thing around January 6th, right?
Right, right.
Well, how about we look at all the Department of Homeland Security agents that were there in January 6th, not just the FBI? How about we do that? How about we get to the bottom of what DHS agents were doing on January 6th and who Ray Epps was really working for on that day?
Well, this whole Ray Epps thing is certainly the tip of a very large iceberg, isn't it?
Oh, it's just a very tip. I mean, people have no idea how crooked these federal agencies are, what kind of illegal stuff that they do, and they manipulated that whole scene on January 6th. Everybody knows it. Anyone who was there saw the provocateur federal agents trying to stir up the crowd. They saw the police pull the gates back and wave people into the Capitol. They saw the Capitol Police open the doors so people could come in. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's a giant lie and a giant black eye on the American culture.
It is, absolutely. Well, Sam, we talk about these events every day, every Monday, I should say. And alert people to what's going on, give them our opinion. And part of this leads to us encouraging people to get training, because it looks like the international commerce conspiracy is about ready to make their move, doesn't it?
Well, there's sure a lot of these international globalists that want to take over the United States and the assets. The only problem is there's this little thing called the American gun owner, who believes in God-given rights to defend themselves, their family, their communities, and their country. There used to be about 80 million of us. Now there's about 140 million of us. We're adding about 2 million new gun owners every month, maybe a little more. Even Democrats are buying guns now. Think about that for a second.
That's scary. I was having lunch in Houston, Missouri last week, and I saw two women pull up and park, and they got out. They were wearing these tactical vests, just like a couple of guys would going on patrol in Iraq. And they come in. They had some markings on the vests I didn't recognize, but they're all outfitted with these tactical vests and pistols and magazines and so forth. It turned out that they were probation parole officers. You know, it was, I thought it was a bit shocking. I recall it's been 6 or 8 years ago that Missouri probation parole officers were authorized to carry pistols. Almost none of them had training to do so. Do you have an opinion on that, Sam? Probation parole officers looking like they're going on patrol in Afghanistan with these outfits they wear.
So they were in full kit?
Oh, yeah.
Did they have rifle magazines on their kit or just pistol mags?
I wasn't close enough to tell, but they were definitely magazines, and I simply don't know.
Well, you know, for one, as long as you openly carry a weapon, I don't have a problem with it. You know, I don't care if you're on the job or if you're just going fishing or if you're going out to Taco Bell and you have a gun on you, I don't have a problem with it. Our founding fathers did not believe in concealed carry. They thought concealed carry, people that concealed weapons, were absolute scoundrels and rat finks. They thought an honorable man would obviously carry his weapon where the world could see it as a deterrent to evil. And so if someone's going to open carry, sounds like they were rolling a little heavy, but you don't know what they were, what were they supposed to do that afternoon. You know, who knows?
That's true. And right. And something I don't know, was it just another day at the office or were they dressed up for something, some kind of special event?
Maybe they were training. Maybe they were competing. Maybe they, you know, I can't judge someone based on the limited information. But, you know, if you're going to openly carry a weapon, I don't have a problem with it. You point it at me, I'm going to put one between your eyes. But you openly carry a weapon, I have no problem with it. Just handle it safely and stay calm. Don't get excited, you know. Don't get angry at anyone. You start openly carrying weapons and get angry and start yelling, and then people get really concerned. You point that weapon in the wrong place, and people get really concerned. But just openly carrying a weapon, I have no problem with that. That's not a threat to me.
Right, right. Well, let's move on from there. These indictments come in or be published tomorrow against President Trump. There's no precedence for this in our 250-year history as a republic, is there?
Not that I know of. There was one president that, you know, there, I believe maybe 140 years ago that was supposedly charged with something. I can't recall the name and the exact date, but there's not really a precedent for this kind of political attack. What we're witnessing, and everybody needs to be very clear on this, the deep state is trying to tell you who you can elect for president. See, they're not letting you vote. It's not up to you to vote for who's your president. They're telling you who your president's going to be. And a lot of people don't realize this has been going on a very long time in a lot of different ways. They do it through election fraud. They do it through primary manipulation, all kind of media propaganda. And now they know that Trump has such a strong core of support that if they don't prosecute him and put him in jail, he's going to be president.
That's right.
They're scared of Trump. That's why they're doing this. They're scared of him.
Yes, they are scared of him, and for good reason. His numbers are just basically unbeatable, and every time they charge him with something, his numbers go up, don't they?
Because people, the American people, know this is unfair. They may or may not love Donald Trump. Me, I'm not a huge Donald Trump fan. Do I think he's great for the U.S. economy? I do. Do I think he's some bastion of wisdom that's going to protect God-given rights? I do not. When I heard Donald Trump say, well, can't we just take the guns and have due process later?
Right.
I about fell off my sofa.
I know.
And you know, so Trump makes mistakes. He's a human being. He does stupid stuff. And no, he doesn't really care about your rights. Let's be honest. Trump's an executive. He's used to dictating what's going to happen to everybody around him. That's his style. And you know, there's a story of him playing golf one day, and they're playing $30,000 a hole with some NFL players and some other rich businessmen, and Trump improves his lie about 30 yards from the green. His ball's buried in the rough, and he fluffs it up on top of the grass, and one of the, I think it was a New York Jets linebacker, says, hey, Donald, we're playing for money here, man. You can't improve your lie. That's cheating. And Donald Trump's response was, I cheat on my taxes. I cheat on my wife. Why the hell would you think I cheat in golf?
Uh-huh.
So let's not pretend Donald Trump is some bastion of moral conduct, right? He loves his grandchildren. He didn't like the way the country was going, and he decided to do something about it. And so good for him. He's a smart businessman. He's way better for the economy than any Democrat I know. And he's got a lot of support as president because people care about their pocketbooks. And money and logistics matter when you're trying to feed kids. And when you're raising a family and trying to feed kids and working your butt off and paying taxes through your nose, you know, the economy matters to people. And that's one of the reasons Donald Trump is so popular. I wish his sons could talk some sense into him from a Bill of Rights standpoint. But, you know, do we have a better choice? Maybe not at this point.
Roger that. And, of course, my big issue with Donald Trump is he still supports the vaccines, which is killing tens of thousands of people. Sam, we got our first caller here. We got Bob in Mississippi. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, John. Sam, it's Rob in Mississippi. Sam, we had a state games competition shoot this weekend, amongst other competitions for the state games, and a man brought a 2011 STI. You familiar with that, right?
I'm not sure. Remind me what that is.
It's a latest and greatest 1911.
Okay, 2011 STI.
Yeah, made by STI.
Okay.
For your listeners, this is a 1911 that's been done up by one of the really well-named racing people that built
this
gun.
Okay, I'm looking at it. It's a competition gun. It's got a compensator on it. It's got a real nice grip, got a flared magwell, probably a super
that's
nice
right.
trigger, $3,800.
Right. Yeah, he had reworked by a well-known named gunsmith that everybody knows. I don't want to mention it, but he had almost $6,000 in this pistol because I asked him about it because it was a beautiful gun. And I like 1911s. But I remember you saying a while back on some shows that your opinion, you didn't think they were very reliable, you know? I don't want to misquote you. Is that correct?
No, I can only tell you what I've experienced. So we have at least 15 or 20 people a year bring various brands of 1911s to pistol classes. Now, we typically shoot 400 to 500 rounds in a pistol class. And we've never had a 1911 that started a class finish a class. They always start jamming. And here's what I think. The interesting thing is, you know, 1911 designs typically have something called a barrel bushing on a standard 19. I don't know about this race gun from STI. I'm not sure. I've never taken one apart. But you have a barrel bushing. And one of the things they do to enhance the accuracy of a 1911 design is you make the barrel and the fit of the barrel to the barrel bushing tighter. You make it a closer tolerance fit, and that enhances the accuracy of the pistol.
Right.
The problem with that in a tactical environment, when the gun gets dirty or gets hot, it tends to make the pistol less reliable. And so the more expensive and finely crafted your 1911 is, the less time it actually works in our training classes. And I find that problematic. If I use a pistol to defend my life, I need it to go bang. Because if I pull my pistol, my rifle failed. I'm either out of rifle ammo or my rifle no longer works and is jammed for whatever reason, or it got shot and is disabled. Something happened to my rifle. And when my rifle fails, I need my pistol to work. I don't need it to jam on me. So as beautiful as 1911s are and as effective they are with a couple of magazines worth of rounds, I would never own one for defensive purposes in a civil unrest situation. Let me just say that.
Can I hang on after the break there, John?
Sure, please
sure.
do.
Hang on, Rob. We'll wrap this up after the break. We'll be right back.
Man. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. The Father's Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until a week from today, the 19th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. And let's continue our discussion with Rob here, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, sir.
I completely agree with everything that you have stated. And let me tell you about this gentleman and his gun. The man was young, 40 years old. You can tell he's kind of a natural when it comes to shooting. He's very fast reflexes and all. And sure. His mouth, he told me himself, and I could see this gun was, for your listeners out there, if guns were cars, this gun was a top fuel, alcohol burning funny car, okay? The gun was super fast, but it had problems on almost every stage. And we kind of think it was an extractor and something else also. But it just wasn't reliable. It was so bad that he couldn't run the gun, really.
Let me say this. I've never shot an STI pistol personally. I've never owned one or maintained one. And I believe that there's somebody out there that can fix the reliability issues of the 1911 design. This is obviously a different design, this 2011, and I don't know how it works. I have no experience with it. Now, I accept your description of this guy's problems, but that's just one gun. You know, who knows how much right. wear and tear, how many rounds, how much maintenance he'd done on the gun. So to be fair to the manufacturer, I think you have to get a product from a manufacturer and actually test it and put 5,000 rounds through it and see what happens.
Right, right. He said it was a high-maintenance gun. He could only go so many rounds before he had to take it apart and clean it because it just would not function properly.
Well, and see, when you're talking about a match-grade pistol, this is like the Ferrari of match-grade pistols, right? These things right. are $4,000 to $6,000. It, you know, they're a lot of money. And they're hand-fitted, yeah. handmade, everything's super tight on them. They're made for winning matches. And they're right. super fast, very slight, small recoil signatures, super light triggers. And I would caution anyone against using a race gun for tactical purposes. And this is, make no mistake, this is a purebred race gun we're talking about. The problem with race guns, and I'll just tell you, I had an instructor at the Freedom Center who bought a real nice XDM, and it had this beautiful flared magwell. And with that magwell, he could do the fastest mag changes of any of our instructors. Here's the problem. Start rolling around in the dirt, get a little dirt or some grass, something, you know, in a more tactical rather than a competition environment where stuff gets right. dirty and you're on the ground mm-hmm. fighting and moving and dust and dirt and just, it's not a clinical range match environment, right? It's completely different than that. And right. he has a mag hang up. Instead of the mag drop free, it hangs up, and now the magwell's in the way, and he can't strip the mag quickly. And I want to caution people about this type of scenario. What works on the range does not necessarily work in a fight, in a civil unrest situation where you're moving and on the ground and off the ground, and things get dirty and things get dusty, and you don't have the ability to clean every 50 rounds.
Those are profound words, Sam.
Yes. Hello?
Those were profound right. words.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And it's important for people to understand this, though, and that is that what we teach at the Freedom Center is you physically strip every mag out of the gun. Now, you don't necessarily grab it, but you have texture on the base plate that as your left hand, let's say you're shooting right-handed, as your left hand comes off the gun to get the new mag, your left hand drags the old mag out and tosses it to the ground while it's going down to get the new mag. Now, does that cost you a tenth of a second on a mag change? Yes, it does. But here's the thing. If your mag changes are between 1.2 and 1.4, consistently, you're probably going to win fights and you're going to keep your gun running. If you hit the mag release button and expect the mag to drop out on its own and it doesn't, which can happen in the real world when you're not in a clinical match environment, if that happens and you don't get your gun running for 3 or 4 seconds because of that little hiccup, that's the day you die.
Yeah. Sam, I have one question for you.
Okay, hang on to the break here, Rob. Hold on to the break. Put your next question in.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say, there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
Website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo the second weekend of August. It'll be up in Des Moines, Iowa. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. Father's Day sale on energy cleaners in effect right now until midnight the 19th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Anders. The website for Freedom City USA is freedomtrain.net. And Rob, you got one more comment or question, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hey, John, one other thing. I enjoy your show and your guests you have on. I always try to catch your shows.
Thank you.
Sam, I run a H&K VP9 as my carry gun, and I also use it in competition. Do you have any opinion or advice?
Well, some of our instructors and students shoot that gun, and they've had good luck with it. How has it worked for you? Does it have a good trigger? Is it reliable? Does it run a lot of rounds before it jams up? I mean, how's it performing for you?
The gun runs flawlessly. It never jams. It eats any ammo. Those are the good things about it. The bad thing is the trigger is terrible. I went and purchased an aftermarket trigger from H&K Parts. It made it a lot better, but it's still nothing like a really good trigger, like a 1911 trigger.
Got you.
Where is the
slide release and slide lock on that gun? Are they ambidextrous controls?
Yes, sir. Everything's ambidextrous on this gun.
Very cool. See, and for me, a pistol is more about running the gun and getting it to go bang quickly, being able to deal with multiple targets that are up close. I'm not using my pistol as a sniper rifle. I'm using my pistol when my rifle fails and I got to save my life or save my buddy's life, right? So I need it to run, and I need the controls to be where they need to be so I can operate the gun flawlessly and have no mistakes, no hiccups, and no malfunctions.
Right. Any opinions on
shoot it for a while, and if it works for you, then stick with it. If it's not working for you, then switch to something else. I use a highly modified 19X, and there's a lot of logic that went into that. I tried a lot of different pistols, including the one you have, and I chose the modified 19X because that's the one that's the most reliable, that has the controls in exact perfect places for my hand, and that's the one I can run consistently good.
Okay, good enough.
Sam, but you got to use what works for you. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. We're listening.
Okay, Rob, thank you for the call. Top of the hour, let's go to Firearms Tip of the Week. Our next caller is Dean in Montana. Good morning, Dean.
Hello, good morning. Morning, John. Morning, Sam. Hey, Sam, I had a question. I found an ammo can full of live ammo in my father-in-law's shop, and it has all that green corrosion on it. And I've noticed that, you know, if you take steel wool to it, it comes off, but it's quite a few rounds, and that's time-consuming. I did, for one second, I thought about maybe tumbling it, but then I was like, you're going to end up on that show Ridiculousness. So I'm wondering, do you have, like, a method where I could just put it in something, leave it overnight, and then come and wipe it off?
Well, you don't want to put anything liquid. Okay, steel wool is probably the best way to go. If you had some corn cob and a tumbler, a vibratory tumbler, not a rotary tumbler, you could probably use that. But if you put polishing compound in there, use fresh corn cob, put polishing compound in the corn cob, turn the vibratory tumbler on, let it run for half an hour, so the polishing compound gets distributed, and then put, like, say, 50, 60 rounds in there and see if that cleans it up.
Okay.
But you know, if everything's oxidized to the point of being green, you know, the brass and the copper coating on the bullets, it may have gotten some moisture.
The ammo can was open. There was no lid on it. But, you know, it's about 200.
Have you cleaned five rounds and test fired them?
Yes.
And they all work?
Yes.
Then it's worth cleaning up.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
All right.
You guys have a good day.
Have a great week, Dean.
Okay. Thanks for calling. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. Sam, do you have any prognostication on what the outcome of this most recent indictment of President Trump will be?
Oh, they'll probably try and convict him. You know, here's the thing people don't understand is that the feds have control and the states have control of the juries now. So they're only going to put people in the jury. And I don't want people calling in and saying, oh, no, the lawyers on each side get to select the jury. That's true, but that's not the whole story. The state gets to pick the jury pool that the lawyers get to pick from. And there's a lot of logic put in when they're going after a guy like Trump. There's a lot of logic put into who do we put in this jury pool. Let's make sure that Trump's lawyers can't get a jury that will exonerate him.
I recall when I was working with the Charles Shaw Law Firm, we got the questionnaires for the federal jury pool. This would have been in the late 90s, by the way. And it, one of the questions I recall very clearly, are you a member of the NRA? Clearly, they were looking to eliminate people who didn't fit the profile they wanted, weren't they?
Absolutely right. Yeah, we don't get a jury by our peers anymore. We get a jury of people the government wants to convict you. That's the jury pool that your lawyers get to pick from. It's corrupt as hell, and I'm sick of it. You know, the jury is really the last safety mechanism in our Constitution. It's the last fail-safe that prevents tyranny. People's rights being taken away unfairly by the government, and the government's now found a way to manipulate that. So here we are.
They have. It's very unfortunate, and it's for the time being, that's the way it is, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that need to be fixed in this country, John.
Roger that. Anything new in the firearms industry that we need to know about, Sam?
Well, there's a number of cases where people are trying to circumvent the Second Amendment by avoiding the legislative process, both at the federal level and a number of states. Most of those efforts are being thwarted, which is a good thing.
This whole thing with these grips on these AR pistols, where do you think that's going to go?
Oh, with the forearm braces?
Right.
Well, very clearly, no law has been passed to make those illegal. It's just been an executive branch agency passing a fake law. They call it a regulation, but they have no authority to write laws. And the Supreme Court puts them in their place every time they do this. They lose. And I'm pretty sure they're going to lose on this one ultimately. The question is, how many people do they hurt in the meantime?
That's right. How many people do they hurt in the meantime?
Remember the whole bump stock debacle? They closed that whole company down.
Right.
They took, I don't know, 10,000 bump stocks from this company. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. The criminality of all of this, the stealing and the taking of things by the government that they have no right to take. And then the Supreme Court rules, no, you are wrong, ATF. You know, and now, you know, I hope that bump stock company sues the living shit out of these people. And I hope people start going to jail over this. But you know what? We have this thing called a Title 18 242 violation of civil rights, federal law. You can prosecute these federal agents for breaking the law and violating your rights. The problem is the Department of Justice is so crooked they won't do it.
Shame, isn't it?
Everyone should be reading and familiar with Title 18 242 and Title 18 241. These are federal laws passed by our legislators that should be implemented for federal agents that violate people's rights. And there's jail time involved, folks. If a federal agent hurts someone or seriously hurts someone or kills someone, there's the death penalty for these clowns. Death penalty. For these clowns, right? But we've got such a crooked Department of Justice, they protect their own. And we need a separate agency to prosecute federal agents that violate people's rights under 241 and 242. Title 18, 241 and 242. Read them, get familiar with them, start talking to your legislators about this.
Well, any chance of that happening, you think?
Oh, if we take back 35 states and take back the House and the Senate with real Americans, it'll definitely start happening. But all this stuff needs to be done through taking over your local political township, electing good state legislators, then getting good candidates running for the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate. I mean, this is how we do it. The process is there. Go to all paper ballots. Take over your committees, start putting real Americans in office, and let's fix this.
Roger that. I couldn't agree more. And we do have open lines. You got a question or comment. This is Firearms Monday at 512-248-8252. I like to get an update on the price and availability of ammunition and reloading components. Anything updates on that?
Price is going up and availability is going down right now.
You expect that to change anytime soon?
Not unless we get somebody like Trump or a Republican in office and things calm down and panic calms down and demand goes down a little bit. Right now, demand is exceeding supply. And the federal government's doing everything they can to choke off anything coming out of Europe. And there's a lot of stuff, vests, plates, things going to Ukraine and Poland. So, you know, there's a lot of weird stuff going on that's affected the supply chain and affected the flow of product and the direction of the flow of product, and it's not going to get fixed this year.
There's more declared candidates in the Republican side as of a few days ago. Of course, there's different reasons for running for president, like this Vivek fellow. He knows he's not going to get elected president, but he may end up with a high-level position in the Trump administration because of his notoriety that's a result of his campaign. Lots of reasons to run for president, aren't there?
Yeah, and it's kind of a shame because people should probably get behind Trump or Rand Paul. If I could wave my magic wand, I'd make Rand Paul president, and I'd make Donald Trump vice president, and if I were Rand Paul, I would charge Donald Trump with handling all economic policies from the White House. And then Rand Paul could be left to handle the international and the domestic issues that are at hand. But Donald Trump's got a big problem. You mentioned it earlier. He's still supporting the vaccine.
I know.
And a bunch of his constituents don't support the vaccine. If a true conservative rises up in the primary anti-vaccine and pro God-given rights, Trump's in trouble.
Well, if Robert Kennedy Jr. got his mind squared away properly on CO2 actually being a beneficial gas instead of harmful, which he really believes, unfortunately, he would be the man in many ways, wouldn't he?
He could be. He sure could be.
Amazing. Well, what direction would you like to go next, sir? We got a break coming up.
Well, we had a great basic training class. We had a gal run an 8.8-second El Presidente with her pistol and something like an 8.42 with her rifle. This is a new shooter. She did a fantastic job. She never shot a rifle before in her life.
Really?
And in 2 days, she had 100% hits on the target, running an 8.42 with a rifle. And then we had a young 17-year-old, another highlight. This guy, 17-year-old guy out of Kansas, Ray, did an amazing job and ran a 5.12-second El Presidente with his rifle. Well, that's almost SEAL team fast, by the way.
Right, right. Well, as we said before, I noticed with my concealed carry students that women come into the class, especially the novice women, with no bad habits have to be unlearned first. That can be a huge advantage. In this case, it certainly was, wasn't it?
Sure was, yeah. She's a nurse, athletic gal, real smart, and she did a great job. She didn't quit. She just stayed with it. And I know after 4 days of training on that fourth day in the afternoon, that rifle was really heavy to her. You know, it's one thing to have a 17-year-old kid that grew up on a farm that weighs 220 pounds running a rifle. It's another thing to be a nurse that weighs 125 pounds soaking wet using the same weapon. And so hats off to Kira. She did an awesome job. And Ray was just blazing fast once he got the sequences down. He's just a super athletic guy. And he also did an amazing job.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, let's look over the upcoming classes. And are classes after August posted yet, sir?
No, we're just posted till August. So
we'll get to that after the break. After the break.
Roger that.
The class is coming up. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here with Sam Andrews. It is Firearms Monday. And let's get into this upcoming training schedule here, Sam. You're on mute, Sam. Sam, you're still on mute. Okay, Sam's delight getting back from the break, and we'll have him back here shortly. This is world-class training. We have active duty Navy and snipers and Marine snipers coming to this school, and you can also. Go ahead, Sam. I see you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. So we've got an enhanced urban vehicle class June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. That class is full unless somebody pulls out. If you want to get in that class, give me a call. We'll put you on a waiting list. But I don't think we have anyone on the waiting list right now, but the class is full. And then we have enhanced marksmanship July 1st and 2nd. We have a long-range shooting class July 15th and 16th. I believe there's one or two spots still open in that course. And then we have July 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. We have the basic tactical handgun and rifle course. If you want to get in the tactical lane of training, you have to have that course. That's a prerequisite course. It doesn't matter if you're already a SWAT team member or you're on an SF team. You have to go through that course to get on to the more advanced curriculums. So that is July 27th to the 30th. We have four spots still open in that class. So if you want to get in July, give me a call. August, we have another long-range shooting class, August 5th and 6th. And then we have another enhanced urban vehicle tactical rifle series class, August 18th, 19th, and 20th. So that's what's on the schedule right now. Probably the end of next week or the week after, we'll have the rest of the year scheduled out, September, October, and November as well.
Outstanding. Well, ladies and gentlemen, at the website at freedomtrain.net, there is an excellent video that will teach you how to properly clean your rifle. And it's something that most guys and gals, even veterans, think they know how to do, that, but they really don't until they learn the proper way, do they?
Yeah, you're 100% correct there. None of this stuff is intuitive. If your grandfather or your dad or your brother taught you how to shoot, or your uncle, it's not the same. You need to be trained in what we call tier one asset level skills, and you need those skills from the beginning. All of the things that you were taught probably aren't going to work nearly as well. Not probably, they won't work as well. We have come in that are current active Army, current active SF, current SWAT team members, and by 2 o'clock the first day, they're like, why wasn't I taught this before? There are things you need to know, and you need to get in training. I mean, if you're serious about defending anything, you need to be properly trained, and you need to have thermal, and you need to know how to use modern equipment. It's the only way to go.
That's right. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with the Firearms Tip of the Week. Stay tuned, everybody.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.